Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Flag Day 2018 on this June 14th. I'm Larry Richard. 609, John Shumway on vacation. And today, the Department of Court Records and Elections Division closed to the public. Notices from the Allegheny County and also from other areas. It is a special day for many. And I thought there are things about the flag that we should all know and observe. So joining me on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, I reached out to the assistant cemetery director, the National Cemetery of the Alleghenies, right here in the Bridgeville Cecil Township area, is a national treasure. And joining us is Ed Hajduk. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thank you for having me.
Every day of the year, observances and flags are flown at the National Cemetery, correct?
Yes, sir. We fly the flag 365 days a year.
So I figured you guys ought to know something about flying the flag. And one of the great misnomers, I guess, is that the flag should only be flown in good weather unless it is an all-weather flag.
That is correct, Larry. That is very correct, yes. You can fly the flag. Mostly the flag is flown from sunrise to sunset. And in good weather. But if you have the all-weather flag, and if you have a light that illuminates the flag at night, you'd be able to fly it around the clock.
So, obviously, you're not to fly the flag in the dark.
That is correct, sir.
And, of course, many people do know you should not let the flag touch the ground.
That is correct. Just out of respect for the flag and for what it stands for, when we are lowering the flag, you always lower it ceremoniously. So as you're lowering it, you make sure that there's somebody there to catch it before it would touch the ground.
And a lot of people, when they get to the point where the flag is tattered or torn, I've heard people say, well, what are we supposed to do with it? But there is some regulation and code on that.
Well, that is correct. When the flag is worn and it's no longer serviceable, it should be destroyed by burning in a dignified manner. And most VSOs, Veterans Service Organizations like the American Legion or the VFW, they have on Flag Day, they will have ceremonies that will actually retire the flag ceremoniously.
Now, today, is anything different at the National Cemetery of the Alleghenies for flying the flag, or is it just business as usual?
Well, you know, at the National Cemetery of the Alleghenies, you know, we honor our veterans with the final resting places in national shrines and with lasting tributes that commemorate their service. So what we do is, we, like I said, we fly our flag. 30 minutes before our first interment, you'll notice that the flag will be at half mast or half staff. And then we'll fly that flag to commemorate their service, and then 30 minutes after the last service of the day, we raise the flag back up to full staff.
Oh, I didn't know that, and that brings up a good point. Should people at home somehow observe flying their flag halfway up the mast?
At home or businesses, by presidential proclamation or by the governor of the state of Pennsylvania, that is when flag should be flown at half staff.
And I just heard that George Washington's personal Revolutionary War headquarters flag is going to be on display in Philadelphia's Museum of American Revolution today. And
wow.
Closer to home, and I know you told me you're originally from the Chicago area, you might not know that the Pittsburgh-born National Flag Foundation right here is marking this day by announcing the opening of a flag education center on the first floor of the Coppers Building downtown Pittsburgh across from the Steel Building. And eventually you will see a giant flag flown above the building there. So a lot of connections here to Pittsburgh and the flag, Ed.
Oh, yes, there is, sir. There is. Pennsylvania is a very patriotic state. And actually, the formal recognition of Flag Day did take place here in Pennsylvania in 1937.
And I want to thank you for what you're doing for our veterans. And for those who don't know, this National Cemetery of the Alleghenies is really a national treasure. And I'm certain many people in the region have never been there. How do you get there, and when are they allowed to visit?
Well, visiting hours at our cemetery is 365 days a year, sunrise to sunset. You can visit the cemetery any day of the year. We have personnel on site Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and then we have volunteers in our public information center on the weekend. So if you have people had questions, they can either call us at 724-746-4363 or stop by, and our address is 1158 Morgan Road, Bridgeville, and then the zip is 15017.
Certainly well worth the visit to the National Cemetery of the Alleghenies. Assistant Cemetery Director Ed Hajduk, nice to meet you, Ed. Thanks for the information, and we appreciate what you and the team there does every day to honor our military men and women who have served this country. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome, Larry. Thank you for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.